the devil's advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday Everybody's Doing It edition. Got a fine U.S. senatorial candidate, a Democrat from the state of Wisconsin, something of a political newcomer, but he's got a great resume. He is Peter Pekarsky. Peter, appreciate you sticking around. Appreciate you coming down. And I want to go back just a little bit. You said, I worked as White House correspondent. That also is a unique feature of your resume. Who was the president? Tell us a little more about that gig.
The presidents then were, let me just think. It was Richard Nixon, Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, and I think part of Reagan. Yeah, Reagan panicked. First time I got to one of his press conferences. But
panicked how?
I ask questions with a point to them.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm going to do with Senator Johnson, if I'm the one debating Senator Johnson in October. A few years earlier, Henry Kissinger had broken down crying about 30 minutes after I asked him a question at one of the press conferences. Anyway, so they knew who I was and that it wasn't going to be a question written by the press secretary. So we were in the East Room ready to go with the press conference, and so they weren't even subtle about it.
Yeah.
Everybody in the press corps has a White House press tag around their neck. So I was in there standing next to a guy I knew from one of the networks. And, you're all lined up, ready to go. And somebody came in, grabbed the press tag, flipped it over, saw exactly who I was. And it looked like, made very close note of where I was sitting. And the way things worked at that time was president come in, the Associated Press got the first question,
yeah,
and then it'd be up for grabs. So everybody's up on the feet saying, Mr. President, Mr. President. And in this case, I was up on my feet with a well-known guy from one of the networks, longtime friend. And the president pointed in our direction. So he said, the guy from the network sat down. I had the question, and I was about to get into it. And Penny said, no, the guy next to you. That is the other network. You know, I was about to ask some question he really didn't want to address.
Yeah.
Never got it out because they had clued him in as to where I was. And
who was the outlet? Who were you representing as a White House correspondent?
The Washington Wire. It was a news service I set up to cover Washington for some small newspapers, radio stations around the country. Did stuff every once in a while for AP Radio, National Public Radio. The night Gerry Ford got the nomination to be president, after they had a press conference shortly thereafter, and my question had asked him, can you please tell us why you sent this guy out to negotiate the pardon with Richard Nixon? There was a relatively controversial pardon of Richard Nixon, which Gerald Ford issued about a month after he was in office. The question wasn't designed to endear me to the president or the White House staffers. It was to try and get some information for the public, because there were a lot of questions then and remain to this day about what happened in connection with that pardon. Anyway, so there are a lot of interesting things that happened, and it was an interesting environment.
Peter, you are an interesting guy. You've got an interesting resume. Folks, I'm talking with U.S. senatorial candidate Peter Pekarsky, an MIT grad, a Case Western grad. He was an engineer, attorney?
Electrical engineer, right.
A White House correspondent, and now running for the U.S. Senate, first foray into politics, hopefully a successful one for you, Peter. Here's what I like. I've been hearing your ads on Devil Radio and on the Shaw, and you've embraced the progressive radio audience. We appreciate you doing so, but you've been very blunt in regards to women's rights and Roe v. Wade. What has your message been, Peter? Because I feel like you're right on track here. I think it's time to activate the base. And I think this is an issue. Certainly the anticipated Supreme Court ruling coming down the pike this summer. Peter, you are the only one I hear talking on this message consistently. What has the message been?
The message is it's time to face up to the facts of what's going on here. You have a choice. It's either pro-choice or forced birth. And to my way of thinking, the women and girls of this country ought to have autonomy as to what they're doing in their lives. I mean, it is their life. It's their body. It's not my business. It's not the government's business. And that is the message. If you want to help out, spread the message. The website is PekarskiForWisconsin.com. There are issues on there. Perhaps you have more to say about the pro-choice issue on the website, which will have to be added. There are 12 issues on there. There's explanations of them. In the upper right corner, there's a donate button. If you want to help out to pay for some of the ads.
You know, I'd have gotten you there, Peter.
Cost a few dollars. And also, you can help to join the campaign. Tomorrow, we're starting to collect signatures. We have to file 2,000 signatures by June 1st. We can file 4,000. We're trying to get the 4,000. So if you can just hit the join us tab on the website, PekarskiForWisconsin.com, send in your name and email address. You know, I want to help gather signatures. Phone number would help. And we'll have our statewide signature coordinator get a hold of you, get you the forms you need, and you can help out to get my name on the ballot. Or you can help out and send a few dollars, a couple cups of coffee once a week or once a month or something, very few dollars, and just hit the donate button. You're right at Act Blue and can help us stay on the air, to stay on WTTN, WAUK, and other stations around the state. We are up on the air, hopefully with the help of a lot of the progressive listeners in this state, to 95% of the people who are going to vote in the Democratic primary in August. And I appreciate being on the show and also the help the listeners can provide. We appreciate it very much. Send it in. The emails are right there, info@PekarskiForWisconsin.com. It gets to our staff. It gets to me. We'd like to hear what you think. And on top of that, if you have other issues to address that you think we should address on the website, just hit the priorities tab right there. Put it right in. It'll come to us, either new issues or additional comments to be made on those issues or the ones we have.
Now, Peter, some of your political opponents are starting to release some ginormous fundraising numbers. And obviously, there's no votes yet to tally. So oftentimes, you know, they look at the money and they say, well, so-and-so is the front runner because they got gobs of money. Well, you got a couple of self-funding, very well-to-do opponents. Peter, how do you compete with them over the course? I mean, it started as a marathon, but pretty soon it's going to feel like it's time to kick. The sprint's going to be here. Peter, how do you catch, you know, the top tier and make yourself into the eventual nominee?
I hope to explain exactly what's going on. The first thing is people have to realize that the top people in the polls right now are unknown. The top person in the poll is unknown to 62% of the state. Number two is unknown to 73% of the state. Third person is unknown to like 85% of the state. Of the people who are going to vote in the Democratic primary, about 59% of them want somebody other than the top three. And as far as the money, whoever gets this nomination will have all the money they need to win the seat.
If you win the primary, the money will be there to take on Ron Johnson.
Precisely. That's exactly what's going to happen. So how much money you have now may have something to do with how many TV ads or whatever you can buy in the meantime, but it's got nothing to do with the money that's going to fund from the August primary to the November 8th election.
Give them the website one more time quick, Peter.
It's Pekarski. PekarskiForWisconsin.com.
Spell that last name.
It's Pekarski. PekarskiY.
Peter Pekarski, U.S. senatorial candidate, thank you so much for coming down to the Devil Radio Studios. Stick around, the Happier Happy Hour. And Tom is next.
Well, they're doing far more than dismissing me.
Everybody's doing it.